The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
I mentioned last week that on Saturday, Peter Caveston was organising music from the roof of Caveston's to raise money for the people of Ukraine. And thousands of euro were indeed raised. And there was a wonderful moment when a young Ukrainian woman called Kate, who works in Caveston's, sang the national anthem in front of the crowd and representatives of the ambassador. But while I was there at that function, I met a young woman called Yelena Cannon, who's a Ukrainian woman living in Ireland for quite some time, and she joins me now. Yelena, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you have been working for refugees yourself, but before we talk about the work that you've been doing, I want to ask you about your reaction to the events in Mariupol overnight. It seems that many of the wounded have been rescued.
I am happy that people are being rescued, and the main thing governments are working with each other to save people's lives. And the more lives we save, the better. So,
even though it might mean that Mariupol will fall to the Russians, but at least the lives of the wounded will be saved, and hopefully a deal will be done to allow a prisoner exchange, and the soldiers who have been fighting there will survive.
Yeah.
Now, you came to Ireland to visit, I suppose, years ago, and then you got married.
I came to Ireland in 2000 to work in cookery school, Ballymolloy Cookery School. And then after I moved to Dublin and I met an Irishman and I married and we have four children and I have happy life.
And life was going well until February the 24th of this year.
Yes. And meanwhile, my children were always learning Russian language, going to Russian schools on the weekends because they want to speak to grandparents. And we used to go to Ukraine very often to see them. My parents used to come here to see where we live, spend time with us. And when the war happened, it was the worst time in my life. And since it happened, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't think. All I was thinking about people, what's happening, the world turned down. And of course, first thing I was thinking, how to save my mom, how to save my friends. And I kept calling my mom, but my mom didn't want to go anywhere. She was saying, I'm fine here. I'm not leaving anywhere. People didn't want to leave because it's their home. People were forced to leave because when the bombing started in different cities, people started running. Some people decide to run when the war started because you can't judge people. If war is happening, you don't know what's happening. You just want to run for safety. It's natural instinct.
And all the men, of course, remained behind. So many of the people who ran were mothers taking their children to safety while their menfolk remained to fight.
Yes. Initially, of course, it was initially men wanted to run as well to save their lives. But then they realized someone has to stay and someone has to defend countries. And even later on, when men were allowed, some families who have lots of children, men are allowed to leave.
Yeah.
They were still staying, minding their parents. Some people in the farms, on the countryside, they have to stay because they have animals to look after. They have parents to look after. They have old neighbors to look after. So our population, Ukrainian population, is big. Not everybody can escape. People still have to stay. And I have my cousin, he's still there with his wife. I'm from Zhytomyr, and my cousin refused to leave. His wife said, we are one family, we will stay.
Now, what about your mother? Did she leave?
My mom, my dad passed away last year, so I'm only one child. She didn't want to leave, and it took me more than a week to persuade her. And when they started bombing my city, she agreed to leave.
So you're an only child?
Yes.
And your mother has nobody, just you?
Just me, yes, yeah. And still she didn't want to leave. She was saying, but what about, it's planting season coming, because we have beautiful house, little house in the countryside. And even the war was happening, she was still thinking, what about planting season? What about planting carrots, potatoes? Who is going to do that? Because her mind was in the good things, in the good life.
What do you tell the children about the war? I mean, you went to Poland. What did you tell them when you were leaving and going to Poland?
I told them, I'm going to meet your grandma. She's coming to safety. And when I came to Poland, and it was happened very quickly because we didn't know how long it will take to my mom to cross the borders. So I booked the tickets the night before my mom was crossing the border. So when I arrived to, and I just told my children, I'm going to Poland to meet your granny and I'm going to bring you to safety. And when I came to Poland, when I met my mom, I relaxed because I knew that's it. The closest person to me is now with me safe. I can concentrate, think about other people. But when I was in Warsaw staying in the hotel, I saw so many people because it was only 2nd of March. So many people in chaos. Majority of them were running from Kiev and the scare. And they were just shocked, nothing else. So I started helping them. I texted to local community and I raised lots of money through Revolut account. And I was helping people there. I was buying them tickets to go because Poland was, lots of Ukrainians came to Poland, but they have to move to different countries in Europe. So we were buying tickets to go people to Spain, going to France. Some people came to Ireland, some people even, there was a woman, she was 82 years of age, woman. She left Kyiv the 2nd of March. And I met her in the Warsaw airport 5th of March. She was going to her daughter in America, but she didn't have her phone. All she had a piece of paper with her daughter's address and a passport and a little bag. She crossed border by foot. The story she told me, when I met her, I had to translate in the airport. So people in the airport helped me to buy, because luckily I had funds from people from Ireland. We bought her ticket. We couldn't contact her daughter. We bought her tickets to fly to America. Then we contacted her daughter. We brought her to the hotel and she stayed there. We organized that someone would pick you up.
And this is just one story.
Just one
in a
story,
million stories.
In a million stories. There was people there with dogs, with cats. They were trying to find where they can go. And there is lots of stories like that. Yeah. And there was a family, I'm in contact with local charities in Ukraine. And we brought one family, 5 children, mother and dad, to Ireland. We brought them here and they're somewhere in Ashford having local. They are relaxed. They're safe. And they're happy.
But most people do want to go home when the war is over.
Yes, and one girl who came, I brought her here as well. She came from Irpin. She is going home tomorrow.
Because she thinks it's safe now.
She doesn't think it's safe, but she missed her father. She missed her parents. And she wants to go home back.
Meantime, you're working tirelessly to help Ukrainians who've arrived here in terms of translations and kids getting into schools and all the rest of it. What does your husband and the family think of this dynamo of a mother who has emerged from all of this?
They told me that it's time to stop. They do support me, but they say you can't go on like that. But I'm saying people like me, volunteers, we gather all together and we help Ukrainians in our local areas. And I think it's great because people lost. And we meet now in St. Joseph's Church in Sandy Cove, and local women, they actually invited us to have coffee every morning, every Wednesday at 9:30. And it's a great opportunity. We all sit down. We can talk about our problems. We can share the information. And I told them, all Ukrainians, you have to, it doesn't matter where you are, in what city, you all have to gather together because only being together, you will survive. You have to help with information to each other.
Now, you've seen some of the people who've been in the City West dormitories, and that's what they are. And, you know, there are couples there. There's a couple of couples, two couples, who managed to escape. They were working away, but then the Russians came and they escaped through Crimea.
Yes, the two couples are from Kherson. It's Dmitry, Alina, and their daughter Kira, and they have a small dog. And another couple is Alexei and Anastasia with a small dog. They were volunteers when the war started in Kherson, helping to bring women to safety, to different cities, bring food to people in need. And when Russian invaded, they have to run. It was their time to run.
Yeah.
So now they arrived to Ireland 9 of May, and unfortunately, because they have dogs, it's very hard to find accommodation. And I know Ireland is doing their best to accommodate people. But they went through so much. And I hope they will find, or maybe there is some of the listeners, maybe there is someone who would like to offer them accommodation or offer them some support, some help. Those people, they're very skillful. They can bring their skills to Ireland.
Yeah, and they I think a fifth of Ukrainians who arrived here, adults, are working. They've got jobs.
And for some people, if they stay together, they're stronger. You know, they can start their life. It will give them better opportunity in life. So if someone there listening, could you, if you think you can have some accommodation available for those two families who are really one family, that would be amazing.
In the meantime, you're going to continue your work translating and helping. Yeah. And when your husband asked you, when are you going to stop? Your answer was?
My answer was, I will stop when the war is over. Then I will stop. And one more thing I really wanted to say, how grateful I am to people in Ireland. And all Ukrainians grateful because the welcome we receive. When my mom arrived to Ireland and other women we brought here 6th of March, we got so many welcome from local people. People were bringing us welcoming baskets. People were bringing us clothes. People were organizing coffee mornings. People just want to get involved because they understand that it's a tragedy. And I also want to help. There is lots of help happening. There is lots of English classes involved. And I want to thank Mary Campbell, who is coordinating an adult education center. And she's providing lots of information for English courses. And also Mary White, who's local council in Donegal County Council. She's helping us with lots of community support. And
well, you have so many things to say and not enough time to say it. But Yelena and Luke, thank you very much for joining us on the program this morning. And if anyone wants to meet two brave Ukrainian couples and who can offer them some help with their one child, two dogs, two men, two women, but effectively one family, they would be very grateful for that help.
And one more thing, people in Ukraine, where you are, doesn't matter where you are. Stay together. Share information together. Only together you can survive that.
Yelena, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.